All right, so when you woke up yesterday morning, did you feel anything extra special, or it was just another day and you just gave it your all as a senior?
No, I don't think it was anything special. You know, just waking up and grabbing some breakfast with the guys, you know, going over the scouting report and just going through our pregame routine.
We look back and you let's talk about the first home run, first of all, and anything particular about that at bat, because it was the first of two, and we know how tough it is, you know, to hit a home run in that ballpark anyway, but to get to a totally different story altogether. But talk about the first one, if you will.
Yeah, so Peyton Plumlee was the Mississippi State pitcher, and he gets some pretty good run on his fastball, so he had kind of been working in both corners to me, and you know, he had thrown me a breaking ball in there too. So I was down to two strikes, and actually worked the count full. So I was just trying to put the ball in play and get a barrel on the ball.
You know, it's so important in these games in the College World Series to score first, take some pressure off of your starting pitcher. Because I talked to Drake Fellows about this earlier this week, and you know, Austin Martin's home run in the bottom of the first, it just allows you to breathe a little bit better and relax a little bit better. But even with that said, still a very tight ball game on Sunday before Vanderbilt pulls away. And the same thing yesterday, setting the tone 1-0, but that was the score until you and your teammates exploded for five in the top of the fifth, including a big bomb from you again.
Right. We knew that Mississippi State has a really good lineup, and you know that they were going to make a push throughout the game and score some runs. So we figured that one wasn't enough and that we wanted to add some more run support, because Kumar was doing a great job on the mound to kind of squashing their offense. You know, they had a little bit of success, but he made some big pitches when he needed to.
You know, going back to your high school days, you were All-American high school at Cardinal Gibbons High School in North Carolina. At what point, maybe you were like this back then as well, but one of the things, you know, we have a chance to visit with Tim Corbin every week, and we talk about this year's particular team taking on the, you know, certain characteristics, and one of them has certainly been the consistency. I mean, the longest losing streak, and it's only happened twice this year by your squad, two games. That's it. So consistency is certainly the thing that was applied to this team back in February, March, April, May, and so far in the month of June as well. But, you know, when you didn't have a hit on Sunday, for example, but you found other ways to contribute in that victory. How do you put the successes behind you? How do you put things that when it didn't go your way behind you and get ready for the next game?
Yeah, you know, it's tough sometimes. That's the game of baseball. So, you know, some games you can go 0-for-4 and you watch your teammates like Austin and Drake have great days. And you know, you kind of sit back and cheer them on, because it's awesome to see your teammates do great stuff, and then some days you get a little bit lucky and it's you. So, you know, like I said, that's the game of baseball, and that's what makes it fun, is you really have to celebrate your teammates. And I think that's where a lot of our consistency comes from, is that throughout the year, you know, we've celebrated each other when one another have come up big, and it's not always the same guy. You know, JJ has had 27 home runs, and you know, we love watching him hit home runs. And then lately, Austin's kind of turned on the power. So, you know, it's not always those two. It's Julian at the bottom of the lineup, and Ty and Harrison, and it's really everybody throughout the lineup that's contributed over the course of the year.
Stephen Scott with Vanderbilt joining us. Stephen, you know, I look at, especially in recent history, because, you know, this term mental toughness, a lot of folks say it, but, you know, in so many cases, not a lot of folks know how to actually put it to good use. Whether it's your squad, you know, we bring up the example of Alabama football, the New England Patriots, whatever the case may be, you know, the end result, everybody's quite aware of what that is. I'm sure you and your teammates, before game one this year, you know you wanted to be in this position. In fact, you want to be in the position next week, for example. You don't need to necessarily allow that to mess up with what you have to do the next game, because if you keep taking care of business day in and day out, next week will take care of itself, if you know what I mean. But it's easy to say that. It's a tougher thing altogether to actually do that, if you know what I mean.
Right. It's easier said than done. You know, we throughout the season, we've just tried to take it day by day and play each game to the fullest of our capabilities. You know, if we go out and perform on a daily basis, good things are going to happen in the end. And a lot of times with baseball, it's not always easy. You know, there's certain days where you don't have your best stuff, and you have to rely on your teammates to pick you up. And And like I said earlier, you know, that's one of the great things about this team that we have this year is that people have picked each other up on a pretty consistent basis. And so we've dreamt about this moment that we're in since last year when we were so close. And so we're really enjoying the moment right now and looking forward to the competition.
Tim Corbin said something really nice about you before the season started. The quote was, you know, we are lucky to have this guy back. He's a program guy in every way. He's tough. He's a winner and will do absolutely whatever the team asks of him. I don't know if there's better words can be said about anybody, because to me, that's all about what it takes to be a team player. And that's exactly what you've done. And you look at your stats this year, you can certainly see you're obviously one of the reasons why Vanderbilt finds itself in this position, one win away from advancing to next week's College World Series finals.
I appreciate that. And those are some nice words from Corbs. You know, I'm just here for the guys to my left and right. And, you know, that's one thing that I think is pretty consistent across our locker room is we all want to do it for each other.
You know, I've had the opportunity to visit with Hall of Fame coaches, great coaches. One of the reasons why I love having Tim Corbin on, you don't have to be a baseball fan or a college baseball fan or whatever the case may be to appreciate the chats I have with Tim Corbin. And what I mean by that, you know, the things he talks about are things that you can implement in your daily walk in life, whether you're trying to improve yourself from a personal standpoint, a professional standpoint, in your job, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm sure, you know, you're playing your final year with Vanderbilt. I'm sure moving forward, you know, whether it's 10 years down the road, 20, whatever you're doing in life, you'll still be able to reflect back on some of the lessons learned from Tim Corbin.
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of times what people are the most surprised about in our program is how we get into the classroom, and most of the time it's not talking about baseball. You know, a lot of times it's talking about, you know, stuff that can make us better men, and, you know, whether that's taking care of your appearance and brushing your teeth or treating everybody with respect. A lot of times it's completely non-baseball related.
I always liked to, and I was always amused by the tactics by John Wooden, the late John Wooden, legendary basketball coach with UCLA. But no matter if he was dealing with freshmen, sophomores, seniors, it didn't matter. Very first thing, it seemed like every year getting his team ready to play another college basketball season, the simple things like teaching the players how to put their socks on right. And it sounds like, really? What? But, you know, it's to protect your feet. It's all about fundamentals and things like that. Just silly things when you say it out loud, but at the same time, you can see where, you know, it sounds like that would be something that everybody just assumes that they know, but I could see the point where it's step by step making teams winners.
Right. And you know, after hearing some of the stuff for 4 years, you know, it can get a little repetitive, but it really just emphasizes how important that the fundamentals are to him and should be to us as well.
How tough is it now? You know, you get the win yesterday against Mississippi State. Now you got to sit around for 48 hours before you go back on the diamond. It's one thing to talk about that during the regular season, but then when you get to postseason, you know, like with the SEC tournament, you know, bam, 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 one after the other. Same thing with a regional or super regional. Is it tougher now that you're at this point to be able to just keep grounded and keep the nerves down, knowing that you have to play the wait and see game?
No, I don't know that it's as tough. You know, the SEC tournament is definitely tough in its own way because of how quick the games are, and you're right on top of one another. So it's a little bit nice to be able to take a rest, and I know that guys like Phil and Ty, who have to catch, really appreciate it, and they get to rest their bodies. But you know, we got out today and got to move around a little bit, take some BP and whatnot. So now we get the rest of the day to kind of relax, put our feet up, and try to get some rest.
You know, no matter what we're talking about, whether we're talking about Vanderbilt national champs, you can count on one hand the number of games you have remaining wearing a Vanderbilt uniform. Have you had time to even think about that at all? As far as your career with Vanderbilt and what this has meant, are you going to use that or do that after everything is said and done?
I think it's definitely crossed my mind, and I think that I can speak for all the seniors when I say that. It's definitely crossed our mind throughout this whole season, though. Throughout the season, we've just been kind of counting down the days that we've had and trying to make the most of them. So, you know, God willing, we're going to stay healthy and be able to play out the rest of the games. But we've definitely been counting down.
Stephen Scott joining us again, Vanderbilt outfielder. Before we let you go, this is obviously to this point, I mean, there's no doubt about it, on the field, very special year. But that doesn't necessarily define what special totally is. When you think about your teammates and 2019 with Vanderbilt, you know, what comes to your mind about this squad?
It's just a special group. I mean, what you see on the field is only a small reflection of this group as a whole. You know, being able to experience everything with them, you know, whether it's school or off the field stuff, always being with them and making the friendships that are going to last a lifetime. That's what's really special about this group, is how tight-knit we are.